Camel Cipollone is with us today. She's the Minister of Māori Development. Camel, tēnākwe.
Tēnākwe. I think you said Māori Development, Dale. I'm the Minister for Social Development.
Oh, it's that other fella's doing the Māori Development stuff, isn't it?
I was just talking to that other fella on the phone before this interview too. Yes.
Very good. What advice was he seeking, or was it the other way around? Or you guys just need to confab regularly, I guess?
Yeah, you're just catching up and checking in. And obviously there's some overlap with regards to, you know, work that the Ministry for Social Development is doing. And Willie's always keeping a keen eye on making sure that Māori communities are being served well. So just having talk about that.
Ka pai. It's a big gig that you've got. And, you know, when people are hoha, I'll talk about benefits and accessibility and Ministry of Social Development, long queues on the lines and all of the issues. But, you know, I'm sure Jacinda put the kaupapa in your hands because she regards you as having a safe pair of hands. What would you say of the Māori need during this time, and what would you also say of how your ministry has mobilised to help, and some of the difficulties you're subjected to as well, all at the same time? Huge questions, but you know, the stage is yours for a moment, Carmel.
Yeah, well, I mean, this lockdown is different from any other that we've experienced, and it's meant unprecedented demand for things like food grants and access to food. And it comes down to the fact that so many of our whānau have been in locations of interest, are self-isolating, are unable to go out for themselves, and many of their natural supports are also in self-isolation too. And so there has certainly been a high level of demand on MSD services, but also on our social services. And I want to acknowledge the mahi that they are doing out there on the ground, including our Māori providers, our iwi, you know, the marae that have mobilised to support their community. So there is certainly an unprecedented demand, and we're seeing that across our MSD systems, but as I said, also social services.
Do you think Middle New Zealand handles this better? You know, a lot of those people, I know, they'd get their 120, 150 clicks and go home with their laptops and work from home. But for working class people, it's not possible. And so, you know, they have to hole up in their whare, and the hardships are hitting the low-income community hugely harder than Middle New Zealand. Your thoughts here, please, Carmel?
Yeah, I certainly think that's the case. You know, and we know with Māori and Pacific, they are more likely to be working in those labouring roles, the types of jobs where, yeah, you can't take a laptop home and do the work. We have had nearly 300,000 wage subsidies paid out during this time, and I do, you know, want us to keep in mind that the wage subsidy, yes, it goes to businesses, but it's for the purpose of being able to continue to pay staff so that we don't experience a high number of people losing jobs or going without any income during this time. And so the fact that so many wage subsidy grants have been made, I think, is positive, and hopefully will directly, you know, support those whānau who are not able to work from home like so many of us are able to. So, yeah, there is certainly a lot happening. And, you know, I announced on Saturday a further $7 million that will be rolled out to support particularly the food distribution efforts, but also some other things like how we message around COVID and whatnot to our youth, because we need to nail that better. And, you know, other social services that may need a little bit more support during this time. But even before that $7 million went out, Dale, there was, I think, $2.8 million that was rolled out in the first week, and that was, you know, to directly, again, support our providers that are working on the ground with our whānau, whether it be with respect to food distribution or whether it be the kind of community connector services, and also, you know, a range of other priority grants for providers to support communities, including extra money to Youthline, who are experiencing an increase in demand. So there is a lot happening. And I think the important thing here is that as a government agency, we continue to work with our Māori, our providers, our iwi, our social services, because it's an important partnership. And we recognise the fact that all of those groups are very connected to what is happening and what is needed on the ground.
What's the wait times for, you know, I don't know because I don't ring Ministry of Social Development, but I do hear that people are increasingly frustrated with wait times, that their cupboards are bare. And $7 million, whilst welcome, you know, could be soaked up pretty quickly going to food-type organisations. And some would say it isn't what's needed, there's an increase in benefits so that people aren't struggling so much, which is the reality I witness each day, having a food bank on our marae, Carmel. What would you say to some of that sort of observation?
Yeah, I think, you know, with regards to wait times, I think there's a perception perhaps because previously there have been long wait times that might be the case now. That's certainly not the case. I was talking to Viv and even yesterday it was less than a minute a lot of the time for wait times on Sunday, you know, from 9 to 1. But over the course of this level 4 lockdown, this particular lockdown, our wait times have on average been about 10 minutes. Which is much better than what we've had previously. Our online platform can handle a lot more with regards to the traffic going through the website as well. And so for both those things, we've increased capacity over the course of the last year because of what we experienced with the first lockdown and in anticipation that we may be in this position again. So, you know, those platforms are working well. I think up until in the first week of lockdown, we gave out about, I think, 36,000, I think it was at the top of my head, food grants, and that was up from 22,000 the week before, and so certainly seen an increase there. The approval rate's really high, Dale, so, you know, 94% of the food grants that have been applied for over this period have been approved, and so there are very few that have been declined, and that's only because they don't meet the eligibility criteria. But where people don't meet the eligibility criteria, that 6% of those that have been applying, they are given advice from MSC with regards to where else they can access Kai and any of the essential needs that they might have at this time. And so there are lots of doors, and we're trying to make sure that that those doors are accessible to our whānau and community, and that it's clearly communicated what is available. And if one door doesn't work, then they are able to, the idea is that they should be able to refer on to the door that is right for that person. And so we are trying to make sure that the support is as seamless as possible.
Always in the firing line with criticism, eh? The organisation that you run, it's a big beast. You know, 20, nearly 30 million billion, is it? $1 million. It's a big budget, the annual budget for the MSD, which might surprise some of you listening today that, you know, while we're talking about benefits and food grants and accommodation support, etc., that this messaging, it also features in some of the work you do, Carmel. Maybe you could explain that. You two want to get stronger messaging out to our rangatahi about the COVID situation and the accessibility to vaccines. How does this fall under your umbrella, and what moves are you making to affect that?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm not directly responsible for the rollout of the vaccine, but you know, as Minister for Social Development and as a Pacific person, you know, I'm very concerned about making sure that our communities are getting vaccinated as well. And you know, I'm very aware of the fact that there has been a lot of negative social media targeting youth, you know, rattling off conspiracy theories about the vaccine and putting them in a position where, you know, they may be receiving misinformation about the vaccination, the vaccine in general. And so we need to combat that. And so the Ministry for Youth Development has a role to play with regards to reaching out to young people. Our Minister for Youth is actually Minister Radhakrishnan, but Ministry for Youth Development obviously sits with the Ministry for Social Development as well. So getting those messages out to our rangatahi so that they are informed, they are able to make informed decisions about getting vaccinated, and hopefully we are able to ensure that we get a good number of our young people getting vaccinated is really important. And, you know, particularly, Dale, given, you know, for us, this is really relevant because such a large number of that demographic are Māori and Pacific, and so we do want that youth to get the positive and accurate information that they need to make the decision about getting vaccinated.
The social service providers that you work with, how are, from your assessment, how are they managing from the info that you're getting?
Yeah, so, I mean, I've spoken to a number of them directly. I like to kind of get that direct intel. I spoke to Huri Dennis at Te Puia Marae on Friday. He said to me, steady as they go. You know, I think he and others are looking at ways in which they can pivot to do things in a way that responds to the situation better. So social services are looking at how they can pivot to do things differently to respond to the situation, as are MSD. You know, it's ever-changing. Every time we have a lockdown, there are different challenges that we come across. I spoke to Vision West as well. They were going to move away from drive-ins for their food banks because of the fear that they have with regards to someone maybe coming through who ends up being tested positive and the impact that that could have on their entire service and the support that they're providing there. So they're moving to a fully functioning distribution system where they take it out to whānau. They were telling me that what's different for them this time around is the number of Pacific families that have needed support because they are in self-isolation. And so they certainly have seen an increase. I spoke to Te Vita at the Whānau, and you know, he was telling me that there was a bit of a lag on the food arriving, and so I know that NSC were going to work with him to try and resolve that issue. But again, seeing a big increase on the number of Pacific families in self-isolation who needed support. You know, they are working really hard, and on top of that, you know, they're putting themselves at risk every day by just being out there a little bit more than others because they are essential workers and they are you know, responding to the needs of families that are experiencing hardship and or in self-isolation. So, you know, I can't thank them enough for their efforts. And when I was doing that ring around, that was certainly the message that I was giving the CEs of those organisations, is to pass on my thanks to all the frontline workers that are out there doing the mahi.
Yeah, indeed, they deserve our collective thanks, no doubt about that. You've got some dough here to help alleviate you know, situations that people find themselves in. But we know we're in lockdown for two more weeks here in Tāmaki Makaurau, but we could be forced to be in lockdown for considerably longer. Have you some reserves to help out if things get more dire?
Well, I mean, we just reassess as we go, you know, and so, like, what we've got at the moment will certainly help us for the next 2 weeks. You know, that doesn't mean that we're not thinking behind the scenes about what we might need if things went on a little bit longer. But, you know, just like we have done here, and in terms of, you know, we were able to roll out the 2.8 million in the first week, then secure the 7 million, you know, we will continue to look at what is needed and make sure that we're able to put that in place. I'm hoping, like the rest of New Zealand, it doesn't go beyond another 2 weeks, to be honest, Dale, but you know, we just have to be prepared for whatever the scenario is.
Thanks for sharing some thoughts with us today. That's Kamau Sepuluni, who's the Minister for Social Development. I was about to say Māori Development, Social Development. Thanks again. Nice catching up again.
Good. Good to talk to you too, Dale.
Thanks, Kamau. All the best. Stay safe. And you're listening to Pākehā.